Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. How you doing, buddy? Oh, I lost Gene. Oh. Okay, well, I don't know,
Mary,
if I lost. Oh, there you are.
You didn't lose me. I'm my typical self. I kept the mute on. I wanted to say, hi, Mary, I'm over here. How are you today?
It's been a comedy of errors on this show today, and we're just getting started.
Yeah, give us more time, yeah.
But I have to tell you, I'm going to give out the trivia question, and I'm going to tell our listeners, we're trying all kinds of different ways with our trivia question. And right now what we're doing, we have one question a week, and I'm the only one who knows it. Gene doesn't even know the answer. So he's playing right along with everybody else. And I do want to say, if you're listening to this, thank you. If you're able to be at your desktop or your iPad or whatever, we have a great slideshow that goes along with each show. And today's theme is rivers and mountains. So there's some great pictures of rivers and mountains on our slideshow. But back to the trivia question.
Okay.
What is Robert Van Winkle best known for? Yesterday's hint was his first single became the first rap song to top the Billboard Hot 100 and accelerated the genre's crossover into the American mainstream. Now, today is Tuesday, so number two hint is from South Dallas, Texas. He is the first white solo rapper to become a pop star. And at 23 years old, he was briefly the biggest rapper in the world.
Okay. I'm having a hint of thought on this. So, okay. But if I can go to our website, beunique.org, and I should be able to find these clues if I'm thinking of it later. Okay.
If you don't want to give it away, Gene, email me the answer.
Okay.
If you know the answer but don't want to give it away today, email me and I'll let everybody know tomorrow that you got it or not.
Okay. All right. Well, I might
tomorrow,
go check the clues again on later when I'm thinking harder.
And tomorrow we're going to have... When you're thinking harder, you think hard all the time, man.
No, I do my hard thinking later on.
Well, my husband says I'm only supposed to think on Tuesdays because that's when the smoke shows up. And he says, don't bother trying to think on any day other than Tuesday. That way I'm prepared for it.
Plan ahead, huh? That's funny.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about rivers and mountains.
Okay. That's awesome.
You know how they get their name? You know how rivers and mountains are named?
Okay, how? I mean, I can think of some of them named after, like, some of the people that may have put them on the map or climbed them or crossed them or something.
That's pretty much it. That's how they – most natural formations are named for the people who discovered them. Sometimes – they're named after what they look like. I mean, there's a mountain. I think it's a mountain range. Looks like a sleeping lady from above.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, There's a formation. It's not a mountain, but it's called Elephant Rock because it looks like an elephant drinking water.
Wow. You know, and you mentioned that, and it occurs to me when I was growing up out in South Dakota, about 10 miles or 5 or 6 miles maybe north of Sturgis is Bear Butte. And it's a flat prairie that's got these two humps coming up out of the middle, and it looks like a giant sleeping bear. His belly, well, three humps, its belly, his feet, and his head. And it looks like it from a distance, giant sleeping bear.
Wow.
That's pretty, yeah, it made me think of that. Thanks, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fun place.
I mean, there's mountains all over the world, and there are rivers all over the world, and there's no way that we're going to be able to touch on this very deeply in 15 minutes, because both of us have a lot to do today. We can't have to try to stick to our time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I pulled up a page here. Okay. About the Smoky Mountains. The Smoky Mountains are actually, where are they? They're in, is that the Blue Mountains? That's in North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great Smoky Mountain National Park. That's kind of near us. So,
yeah.
I just want to read this a little bit. When Arnold Goyot, a Swiss geographer, measured these mountains, he typically named them. And when the U.S. Geological Survey became active, they accepted the names that he had created, or they named mountains after those who were responsible for creating the national park.
Oh, really?
This is
kind of cool.
This one's a little brain scratcher. Klingman's mm-hmm. Dome, like you're clinging on, C-L-I-N-G-M-A-N-S, is the
uh-huh.
highest point in Great Smoky Mountains, and it's also the highest in Tennessee. It's 6,643 feet above sea level.
See,
now,
that's pretty high up there.
Yeah. I'm looking at the name Klingman's Dome thinking, oh, it's the highest mountain in this area, so
right.
they named it Klingman because, you know, if you get to the top, you're going to cling on. No.
Yeah.
They named it after He named it after a senator, Thomas Lanier Klingman.
Oh, okay.
He thought that it was higher than any mountain in all of New England, and when the mountain was measured, he was proved correct.
Oh, how cool. Yeah, that is pretty close to us here, actually. You know.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about, talk about high mountains. I spent 1 year as a caretaker at a ski resort place at Copper Mountain in Colorado. And I'll tell you, I didn't ski except for down the stairs a couple times on the ice. But I did fish and hike. And the mountains there are 14,000 feet above sea level, over 14. There's a whole bunch of them, like five of them right in the county there. And I was just so impressed that one day I was driving up to Leadville, Colorado, an old mining town, and I was driving up there, and there was the Arkansas River, which the Arkansas River flows all the way down through Arkansas and Colorado and a huge, huge river down when it joins the Mississippi. And I'm looking up, and right up there on the side of the mountain, out of the side of the mountain is this little creek, like a spring, that's the beginning of the Arkansas River. And then it just kind of goes down. It was so cool, 14,500 feet or something, way up there. And it was I just enjoyed that. The river and the mountain all rolled up in one here for me. That's awesome.
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, great,
let's see
great
what else
place.
I've got here. Oh, you know, in the we recently talked about the 14,000-foot mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Anna East recently interviewed someone on her show, Here I Am, on
uh-huh.
the Unique Radio on Tuesday,
right.
every other Tuesday night. I am so sorry. I remember the name Bert. That's her nickname. It's a young lady. But she is, I think she's still in the process of climbing all 14, they call them 14ers, and I think there are
yeah.
4, 15 mountains that are 14,000 feet high.
Yeah.
And she's doing it. She's doing it solo. She's carrying her shelter on her back. And this is, she started in the summer. So she, I think her plan is to be done before, you know, it gets really cold.
Definitely.
It was a great interview. I listened to it and it was really a lot of fun to learn. She's doing this for charity.
Mm-hmm.
She's got sponsors. Just really amazing to listen to that show. She finds some really good people to interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, it's a great show. Check it out.
Speaking of the Colorado mountains, or what do you call them? I can't remember the name. There's a range.
Rocky,
what are those mountains?
The Rocky Mountains? The Rockies?
Yeah, the Rocky Mountains. Well, Colorado's mountains. I want to tell you some of the names they have.
Uh-huh.
Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Columbia, and Oxford. Those are in the Sawatch range. But there's an application to have Mount William and Mary join that group.
Hmm.
Now, the names, new names especially, and that reminds me of something else I've got to tell you. New names for mountains, lakes, and rivers all fall under the U.S. Board of Geographic Names. And I'm sure every country in the world has something similar. The Colorado Board on Geographic Names plays a role in naming those features in Colorado.
Hmm.
But here's four different names. I want to tell you how they got their names.
Okay.
Mount Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R, was named after Gustav Mahler. He was considered a classical composer.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, they call him a rogue cartographer. He put the name on the map, assuming it would be approved. The name, it was officially turned down, but eventually it became official. So it is now Mount Mahler. Now, this one is surprising. Mount Kiamia, I guess is what they probably call it. But
really?
It's KIA / MIA to honor killed in action and missing in action military members.
Hmm.
And that was one of the many sheep mountains. They had applied to rename it, but they were turned down.
And that was
so
a Colorado mountain?
That was a mountain in Colorado. Now, here's one you're going to like.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Clara Brown Hill. This location was originally named for the lynching of a black man accused of robbery and murder in 1870. Then in 2012, the hill was renamed after a controversy emerged regarding the offensive name. Now the hill is named for Aunt Clara Brown, who was born a slave, bought her freedom, and then moved to Gilpin County. You know, she had to work a long time for pennies, less than pennies, as a slave to be able to buy her freedom.
She had to have an owner that was willing to let her do it, too, because the American system didn't allow it automatically. That's awesome.
That's a subject I don't think I ever want to get into because I'm going to end up crying all about it.
No, it's a sad thing.
Yeah.
Very much. But I think we're done. I think we're over it. I believe we've come to a time in our species that it's we're going to shed it. It's done. I think we can look forward and understand what happened and be done with it. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Because love is
and the
love
last
is coming
of these last
everywhere.
Of these four mountains. I know.
Uh-huh.
Well, what breaks my heart is slavery is still going on.
I know.
You know, it ain't over yet. It's going on all over the world.
No, we do have to keep working at it, definitely. But it's going to happen.
Yes, and there's an organization called Zonta, Z-O-N-T-A, that is working to stop human trafficking in any fashion. But, you know, when you hear of, uh-oh, it is time. Our show is over. Our show
Right, well, I'm sitting here looking at the Indian River, saying goodbye to you then.
Wonder how it got its name.
Well, they had a settlement right here in this exact location of prehistoric peoples that we call
Indians. The Ayas.
Mm-hmm. The Ayas, yeah. Yeah, they lived right here where I'm sitting. So, pretty awesome.
All right, Gene, you want to take us out of here with a little music?
Oh, sure. I love to play. All right, see you, Mary.
Hey, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for
Don't
listening.
Don't forget, call or email contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com for your chance to win.